Here's how you become a savings catcher diva or don. Step 1, download the Walmart app and use the savings catcher. Step 2, enter your Walmart receipt. Step 3, savings catcher compares prices of eligible items at Walmart. Step 4, if it finds a lower advertised price by a leading store in your area, it will give you the difference on an e-gift card in a few days. Step 5, do a two-step. You're in. Saving money and every penny counts. Save with savings catcher from Walmart. Comparison on eligible products only. Restrictions apply. Visit walmart.com/savings catcher for details.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads from over 200 countries and your number one source in after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello and welcome to another episode of Bachelor in Paradise right here on AfterBuzz TV. Now, if you remember last week's after show, JC Rubio unfortunately did not get a rose, so he did not continue on to this week's after show.
JC, we love you, buddy.
Obviously, we're kidding. He is busy filming today. I'm Kathy Kelly, filling in for him. And then sitting across from me, the birthday boy himself, fresh off DJing at the MTV VMAs. If you didn't catch it, you need to go back and watch it. Danny Hoyt.
That was, I'm not even going to say anything. That was the best introduction I could possibly get. Thank you.
Aww.
That was like the cherry to my 30th birthday ice cream donut cake. Excuse me.
We got him a donut cake. It was pretty awesome.
Coolest thing ever.
Pretty incredible.
That was a great intro song, by the way, Nando. Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you, Nando.
Welcome, guys. You're welcome.
Yes. But keeping with the theme of paradise, we have two episodes, not one, but two episodes to recap today.
Yeah.
So
we missed you guys last night.
Yeah.
But we decided to pack it all into one because we feel like I kind of heard a rumor there was going to be a to-be-continued, and so we would have had to leave a to-be-continued on our show.
I know.
So I feel like packing this all in is good. There's a lot that happened.
There's a lot. So let's get to it.
All right, let's get right into it.
Last week, you guys remember, it was just, you know, drama, roses, whatever else. Michelle almost left without a rose, but Chris saved her, left with Elise. And then we start off...
By the way, do we know anything about that? Are they still...
I mean, it seems...
I haven't heard anything.
I don't know.
That seemed pretty serious. I mean, they left. That's serious.
They left together. I think there was. I think I saw a picture somewhere. I don't remember what it was. Of like her meeting his family in Chicago. So
wow.
I don't know if that was immediately after, like when she took him, or if that was more recent.
Yeah.
If you guys know anything, or you
know,
follow their Instagrams or whatever, let us know. But yeah.
All right.
We hope that they are still together.
Right.
Or you know.
And Chris bringing Michelle back into the mix.
Yeah,
that was cool.
That was very cool. So we saw the aftermath of that rose ceremony. And then we go right into the dates for the first episode or Monday night's episode. Robert gets a date card and invites Sarah Herron, of course. So happy she finally got a date. Super cute.
Yeah.
Someone that wasn't so happy was Michelle.
Yeah, she was hoping for that. She left right away. She exited. But she didn't make a big stink about it.
I think that she's very classy about it.
Yeah.
There was the one line where when she was doing Sarah's hair, she kind of brought it up.
Yeah, what did she say?
She was like, I don't know. In an interview, she said, you know, I'm kind of bummed, but I'm going to make our braid look great.
Yeah, we're going to make her braid look great. That's what it was. Yeah,
but then she said something to Sarah, which was kind of like, I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
She's upset. That was the one guy there that she was interested in.
At that point. Yeah.
So it's got to be tough. But yeah, excited that Sarah got a date.
Excited. And you could tell Sarah's excited. I was hoping she let herself not be, not restrict her feelings.
Yeah.
Because you can tell she's hesitant, and she alluded to it later when she said, you know, I'm worried just that he's going to, like a lot of other guys, say to me, you're a great girl with a lot of great things. Mm-hmm. it's just not what I'm looking for right now. And I just didn't want to see her hold herself back from an opportunity.
I know.
Because Robert initiated it. It wasn't her date. It was Robert's date. And he initiated. And so to really just, like, let herself feel the moment. And I think she did. And that it's cool to see. Like, she radiates when she's fully happy. She, like, radiates. And I think it's beautiful. So
yeah. It seemed like on the date, their first date, it didn't really seem like they had much chemistry, but it seemed like this second date, there was something that kind of developed there.
It didn't seem like there was...
It didn't seem like at first. I was like, when are you going to kiss her? Like, if you like a girl, you kiss her.
Yeah, the hot tub situation. Can we just say this? First of all, they're having dinner, and there's a hot tub right next to it.
I mean, it's The Bachelor. What do you expect?
Like, I want this in my backyard. They have a table with, like, a... whatever those things are called. Infinity hot tub, literally.
That was
right next
actually
to it.
Really
that
cool.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little awkward there for a moment. Like, she's sitting on his lap, and they move closer. Like, there's the awkward, like, and they're not.
Well, when they were at dinner.
This is her face, and this is his, and they're, like, looking at each other like this. Like, their faces are right there.
Yeah. I just don't understand, and this has happened multiple times on the season. If you're interested in someone, you've gone on a date with them, you're living in a house with them, so you see them all the time, how do you not kiss, like, in between all this time?
Well, and that's what I brought up to Graham.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you if that was your first kiss or that was your first TV kiss. And he said that was their actual first kiss.
I just don't understand that.
That surprises me, too. And a lot of times you see, like, just because they're all living in the house, they're not all hanging out. There's a lot of time to go off and, like, lay on the beach together or be up in whatever area of the house. Like, people are spread out during the day.
I understand if it's someone that you just met on the show, but a lot of these people also have existing friendships from before.
History,
so it's not like you're just meeting this person and 2 days later, you know, like, whatever. But the people that have been friends outside of the show, you already know that person's character. Now you're exploring it romantically.
Yeah.
You've gone on a date. You haven't kissed them yet. Seemed like it was a long time. Like, during dinner, I mean, you even said it. You're like, they're licking their lips.
Yeah, so they've all
like, you're ready to, like, kiss
and,
someone.
And, like, Robert does the, like, the pre-kiss, like, and then Sarah does it, too, and they both still just sit there. But it happened.
It was a really cute moment. And, yeah, it seemed like a good date overall.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get to see,
really
like,
happy.
How much deep stuff happened, like, deep conversations happened. But it seemed like overall, like, it was feel good, even down to the editing, like, the music they put. So they wanted us to feel good about it, and I don't think there's any reason not to, like, props to them. I was going to say kudos and props, and I almost said prudos, which reminded me of Pluto, and I miss Pluto as
Gruel.
A planet. Gruel.
Yes.
Yes.
So after this date, Cody arrives.
Freaking Cody.
Cody.
Those
with the
quads.
he asks Claire on a date. He says that that's the one girl that he wanted to come to paradise for. Unfortunately, Claire already has a thing with Zach. So Claire goes and asks Zach and says, you know, the whole, would you say yes if a girl shows up and asked you out? And he said, it depends on who it is.
This is where I think Zach blows it, because I think he... Was,
that's how he feels.
Well, but I think he was trying to let her know, like, hey, look, I'm not a jealous guy. It's okay, like, if you want to do it. He was trying to be respectful. But at the same time, I don't know if that's really how he felt.
Yeah.
I think he really secretly kind of wanted out. He knew at that point. Not that there's anything wrong with Claire. He just wasn't as sold as she was. And I think he should have been a little more honest about that part of it as opposed to making the bigger part of his reason that, well, I'm not a jealous guy, like, if you want to do it, which is true.
Yeah.
But I think he made that the bigger portion of his reason as opposed to letting her know right up front, well, you know, maybe it is okay to explore their things. Mm-hmm. Like,
at that point, they hadn't really established anything.
Other than the time they spent together.
Yeah.
Which I thought it was less, but you said it was almost 2 weeks about
this. I don't know. I don't know how long it was. But
it had been two shows.
I think Cody said it was 5 or 6 days. So
somewhere between 5 or 6 days and 14 days.
Yes.
Somewhere in there. But enough time that they have.
And they have. They were friends before that.
Right. They had history.
Which was mentioned on the show tonight.
So it's enough time that there's like common
feelings
ground.
There.
Yeah.
And it seems like, I don't know, it just seemed kind of like Zach was interested in seeing who else was going to come and Claire was interested in just pursuing that.
And she needed that same, you know, reaffirmation from
to
that.
To me, when we were watching Monday night's episode, it kind of felt like, Elise and Dylan 2.0.
Yeah.
But I think that it was handled a little bit better.
Zach handled it more maturely.
Yeah.
So did
Claire handled it more maturely. I mean, she could have gone on the date with Cody to make Zach jealous, and she didn't. She's like, well, you know, this is how I would want to be treated. So yeah. Unfortunately, I'm not going to go. She was happy throughout the entire time, yeah. Even when she was, you know, saying no to Cody.
Cody put a lot of pressure on her, too.
I know.
I feel like there was three different times they showed them having the conversation where the gist of what Cody is saying is, look, you're it for me. Like, yeah. I'm not going to stop pursuing you. And he's like, I'm going to be nipping at your toes the whole time. Even if you say no, I'm going to be coming at you. Like, he was very...
I will find you.
I thought that was very, I don't know if I would say it the same way Cody did, but like he knew what he wanted and he established it.
That is so attractive.
Yeah.
More so than, you know, a guy that is like, oh, well, I want to explore my options. I think a guy that knows what he wants is 20 times, infinitely yeah. more attractive.
And he let her know that. And I thought that was cool. He was like, look, this is what I came in for. I'm going to be really frank with you. And mm-hmm. I respect that.
So... instead of asking another girl out, he ends up giving his date to Marcus.
Kathy, as a girl.
Yes.
If you're Claire in this situation and Cody does this, what's your first thought? You've already said no to him and you've already said, you know, out of respect for Zach. Mm-hmm. And then he does this. Does that solidify like, well, geez, like maybe he is like a really good guy? Or is it just like, oh, shoot, now I feel bad. I should probably out of sympathy.
It depends on where I'm at emotionally with the guy that I'm potentially going to be in a relationship yeah. with. If it was a guy who wasn't sure about me, then maybe I would start exploring other options.
Yeah.
But if she was only emotionally invested in Zach at that point, then there really isn't, you know... I would think like, oh, Cody's a great guy, but I wouldn't think like, oh, well, I should pursue this, you know?
I think that was the exclamation point to his pursuit of Claire sentence.
Yes. I think that is what initially attracted Michelle to Cody.
Really?
Yes.
You think she saw it and she was like,
she saw that. She's like, this is a good guy. Yeah. Like,
interesting.
That says a lot about him. Yeah. Because I think that it showed other people in the house his character.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to go on a one-on-one date like someone else.
Which we'll get to. But you know what? I think it's interesting. This is interesting. And the way they edited this, when they showed some of the promos leading up to this whole Bachelor in Paradise experience, when they first announced Cody on the show, they showed him like doing these like lifting things where he's like doing this and like he's doing squats. And they made very much a joke about Cody
yeah.
and his lifting, not making fun of him, but just like making light of the whole situation.
Uh-huh.
And then now his edits are like, God, he's a good guy. He's got substance. He's got feelings.
Guy.
He's sensitive.
Mean, I think we saw that on...
Not that we didn't know
his
it, but
last
it's just
date,
cool.
His last date with Andy,
yeah.
when she let him go, his character and how he dealt with that, he could have, you know, put up a huge stink, and he was consoling her the entire time.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He was.
And I think that's when America was like, this is a great guy.
He's got a lot of substance in his muscles.
He's not all looks. Not all quads. There's more than quads.
There's more than quads there.
So Marcus ends up asking Lacey on a date. We all knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And on the date, he accidentally says he loves her.
Accidentally?
It seemed like an accident. It seemed like he wasn't planning on saying it there. Because he said, he's like, well, I love all these qualities about you. Yeah.
I just don't think that comes out as an accident. I think that's Freudian.
I think that he genuinely was feeling those feelings.
Yeah.
It seems just so early. It
yeah.
seems really early.
Well,
and that's, I mean, I've had that before. When I was younger, I feel like I would think that I was in love before
right.
I was actually in love.
Infatuation.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So there is that fine line. And I'm not saying that they aren't in love or that they aren't falling in love, but I think it's more of the first steps. Like, they're falling in love. He cares a lot about her. I don't know that he's in love with her because of things that we saw in the second episode where he doesn't really – or I guess previews for next week.
Yeah.
He doesn't really know everything about her.
Yeah, you talked about breaking walls down.
When you're in love with someone, you would – like, you know everything about them.
You know, well, here's the thing is when you're, I feel like when I get to a point where I'm in love with somebody, yeah. I know enough that, like, whatever stone you throw, mm-hmm. like, I can combat any of that. Yeah. Like, I know enough. Yeah. And I don't think at this point you can know enough to solidly say, and it's just my opinion, to solidly say that you're in love with somebody. Yeah. Because if a conversation they're having after he says, I love you, which is they show in the preview.
Is I don't open up.
Is that I don't give off my feelings or open up and share mm-hmm. my feelings with just anybody. You should have those conversations yeah. before that word comes out.
Hopefully that's an edit, and it's not the case.
Which,
but
with the show,
we don't know.
We've seen a lot of crazy edits, so that's very possible.
But yeah, I feel like when you're in love with someone, you love everything about them. You right. even love their flaws.
Yeah.
And you can't imagine your life without that person.
You love their flaws.
You love Absolutely. Their flaws, yeah. So I still feel like it's a little bit early since, what, they've been there 2 weeks at this point.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I guess when you know, you know.
When you know, you know. You give up your rose to Michelle Money and you take your girl home. Mm-hmm. You know, you know.
And I think that that is a lot more attractive, you know, Marcus picking one girl, that being his girl.
Yeah.
And pursuing it and treating her so freaking well.
Yeah, he's not playing a game. Yeah. This isn't a Bachelor in Paradise, like, week-to-week game. This is... Yeah. He's on pursuit. He's yes. on a mission. Marcus is on a mission.
On a mission. So, Kaylin.
Then in walks Kaylin.
He arrives.
Not on a helicopter this time.
Not on a helicopter.
He actually had to walk through the sand, which he was probably pissed about.
Like the peasants.
Like the peasants of the world. All the rest of people that roam the Caribbean.
So, Kaylin arrives. He asks Michelle Money on his date. She originally accepts because she was happy that she was being asked out.
I thought the editing was funny there, by the way, though. They show her saying, like, I'm yes. not sure about him. I'm not sure about, like, his... I don't
well,
know, just like his past,
I'm sure
his
that
reputation.
That interview was after, because he walks up and immediately he asks her on a date, and then I'm sure they pulled her away for the interview, and she said, you know what, actually, I'm not sure. That's where she started having her second guesses. It was
Hold
all
on.
In the moment.
But around the fire, didn't she lean over, before Kaylin scoots over and sits next to her, didn't she lean over to who was sitting next to her? She leaned over to whoever was sitting next to her, the guy, and she goes, he's the one who said on Emily's season that she's with baggage because of her daughter, or she yeah. comes with baggage. She leaned over at the bonfire and said that before he came and sat over.
I mean, maybe then it was one of those situations where she agreed to go out with him because she wanted to see if he had changed, like it had been a few years, or she just wanted to get out of the house yeah. and she didn't think it through, and then it seemed like she slept on it,
yeah.
and she had a change of heart. The next morning,
Which
before
okay.
their date, she had a conversation with Kaylin, and as you mentioned, he called Emily's daughter baggage. Michelle has a daughter, so she didn't feel right about going on the date with him.
And Emily's her friend.
And Emily, yeah, Emily's her friend. I completely agree with that.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So Kaylin asks Jackie Parr. She says no. And then he asks Sarah Herron.
Can we talk about what he
she
said
says
when he came
no.
down, though? He goes, you guys out here like a couple of sun lizards? What in the world is a sun lizard?
Yeah.
Nando, do you know what in the world a sun lizard is?
No idea.
Awesome.
A daytime lizard.
Just want to make sure. What in the world is a sun lizard?
I don't know.
He had, I could have wrote down everything he said was like quotable quote.
Yes.
I just want to read a few of them.
Okay.
I quote, I would motorboat the sh out of that.
Yeah.
That's a quote. Second quote, I'm drawn to crazy. Talking about Michelle. Next quote, is a child baggage? I don't know. Depends on who's carrying
it. I know.
Next, I guess it was probably tasteless of me to say that and post that picture. Like, he's saying that to her. You guess it was tasteless?
Yeah.
I like how she goes, no, absolutely it was tasteless. It just...
Thing after thing. I liked what Sarah Herron said. She goes, I am 0% attracted to Kaylin. I love that she wasn't even, like, giving him the time of day.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
great.
That was awesome.
It was pretty great. So Kaylin goes on a one-on-none date. He still wants to go spelunking.
Here's my thing.
Spelunking? Spelunking?
Well, it's spelunking. He added an R.
Okay.
Yeah. If you have never got to do it, do it. It's one of the coolest
Looks
things ever.
Cool.
I got to spelunk literally right where they are. I don't know if it was the same cave. But here's my thing. I'm not mad at him for going by himself.
Yeah.
Because if you have an opportunity, that's a great opportunity. So go and do it. I think the joke was funny.
You don't think it was selfish?
Well, you think he should have given it to somebody else?
Maybe.
He knows he has like 3 days on the show.
I think that
right
would
now.
Have redeemed him a little bit.
Yeah.
If he hadn't said all those things.
Yeah, not after all those things he said. But he realizes he's like he tried. He struck out. Mm-hmm. That's 3 strikes in like 20 minutes right there.
Yeah.
Michelle, Sarah, Jackie. So he realizes he has no chance. So he goes on the excursion. I think it was funny when he's like, he goes, after 3 seasons, I'm finally going on a date with someone I like. It's about time. He's talking about himself.
Yeah.
It's funny initially, like, okay, Kaylin, you're an idiot, but
I
get what
you're doing.
But then it got a little old to me. It got a little repetitive. I don't know. I was just like, I thought they gave it too much camera time.
Yeah.
It wasn't as funny to me. Like, to show the slow motion dive into the water and like, him doing the edits of where he's like drinking.
I like the back and forth. The back and forth was hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't just got
like
old
I feel like you're here for the right reasons. So, it was great. It was good.
Poor Kaylin.
But yeah.
And then he goes, I've never rappelled into a large hole before, but a large Mexican hole. But I've rappelled into a very tight Mexican hole. That was terrible.
That was bad.
Kaylin, you're not helping yourself, buddy.
That was bad.
Ugh.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Did you think that he was going to get a rose at the end of the night?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either.
I don't know if any of the girls, even the ones that have already left, would have... I can't see chemistry with him and somebody. I think he's just...
He dated Lindsay Cox for a while.
I don't know. At least the girls that were on this season.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It seemed like most of the people that have been introduced later in Bachelor in Paradise have a specific person in the franchise that they are interested in.
Yeah, that's true.
And did he have someone that he's like, oh, well, I really hope this person's there?
Or interesting.
I guess like Jesse Kovacs and him both came in and they're like, well, I just want anyone. I want girls.
I want girls. Give me girls.
Yes. So,
speaking of Jesse.
Yes. Before we get into Jesse Kovacs showing up, I just want to take a minute to talk about Walmart's savings catcher.
This thing is rad.
Yes, it is pretty cool. It is an easy way to save. There's no more driving all around town because all you need is the savings catcher. You don't have to search through ads or do coupon clipping. Just enter in your Walmart receipt when you shop at Walmart. You can buy all your stuff there. And if any of the items that you purchased are eligible, whether they were advertised for a lower price at another store in the area, Walmart, through the Savings Catcher app, will actually give you the credit for how much you could have saved elsewhere.
Hold on. I understand this better than I've ever understood it before now.
Okay.
Because I knew that it was cool, and I knew that Walmart was basically trying to do you a solid.
Yeah, they do all the work for you.
So the people that used to find an item they want and then research all the other stores, whether it's internet or newspapers or they drive there, Walmart does all the legwork for you in one place. So you can buy it. You go home. You type it in. And if it's cheaper anywhere else, all your items, not just one.
All your items.
All that money that you actually paid more, that you paid more for, goes back onto a gift card.
Yes.
You can buy anything else.
Yep. So if you're planning a romantic date, like a picnic, it's perfect for summer. You can go and
picnicking.
Buy all your stuff, like a picnic basket, a blanket.
Fill it with a bunch of food.
Fill it with a bunch of food. And
champagne flutes.
If you could have bought those items for a lower price anywhere else around town.
Yeah. Then
savings
all the money
catcher
goes on gift card. Then
you
buy you really, really nice cheese for your picnic. Instead of just dicing.
Go all out.
Monterey Jack.
So make sure to get the savings catcher. Go to walmart.com/savings catcher and enter your receipt.
Get the app.
Yep.
Do it.
Do it. So, Jesse Kovacs.
Now I wish that I had Jesse.
Talking
girl.
About another date.
Yes.
He shows up.
From Jillian season.
From Jillian season.
Yeah.
Asks Jackie Parr on a date. And what'd you think of this?
I thought it was I think he was biting his chances. I think he made a calculated decision.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this was based 100% off feelings.
Okay.
I think obviously Jackie's an incredibly stunning girl.
Yeah.
I think he looked around and saw, kind of like Graham was alluding to, when people first walk up, the hands come out, the arms go around each other.
Do you think that the guys do that as much as the girls do?
No, I don't. I think it happens, but I don't think nearly as much as the girls do. So I think he kind of looked around, he evaluated the situation, and he made a calculated decision.
Mm. I mean, she's an attractive girl.
Yeah.
And she wasn't really paired. Like, she had Marcus at that point, but they weren't exclusive by any means.
Yeah. No, not Marcus.
Markel. Yeah.
They weren't exclusive, and they also weren't near each other, and Markel's hand wasn't, like, on her inner quad.
Yeah.
So, he said, I'll take Jackie.
Yeah. I thought the date was a little bit awkward. It seemed like he was laying it on really thick and didn't sound genuine.
Yeah, agreed.
Jack even called him out at one point. She's like, are you strategizing at all? Like, did you strategize and take me on a date? And he says, no, I could have, like, stayed in the house and gotten to know everyone, but I do want to be here. Like, I do want to get to know everyone. I want to know you.
Like, what was the douchebag comment that he made?
He's like, that was later. That was on second, his date with Christy.
I want to talk, talk about. I couldn't remember who he said that to, but yeah, it seemed a little like, I'm glad you called him out a little bit.
Yeah.
But it didn't really affect him.
You go, girl.
You go, girl. But it didn't really affect him.
Yeah. So while they're on their date, back massages happen, and everyone is getting them, even people on the crew, which I thought was hilarious.
That was a great shot.
Yeah.
Alicia, the cameraman with the video cameras, he's like, when in Mexico?
Yeah. So Cody starts giving Michelle money, a back massage, and then an arm massage, and then a hand massage.
And then I think she realized that these giant arms are around her, and they say that 93.6% of back massages lead to relationships.
Is that a proven statistic?
According to my Microsoft Word document, I made it up 2 hours ago. No, but there are...
Did you know that 60% of statistics are made up on the spot?
Yes. I think it's like 61. there is a proven statistic that says that some odd percentage of back massages lead to sexual relations. I think that that could relations.
Relations.
And in this case,
yes,
Cody, that's a great move, my friend.
It's a good move, especially if you're good at massages. Just going for
it. You gotta use those muscles for something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he went in for it.
Yeah.
I gave him props for that. And Michelle
appreciated it.
She received it with open arms, closed arms. His arms were open.
She received his arms. What?
There was just basically they received each other.
Yes. Totally.
Totally?
So Claire and Zach. They have a little chat because of girl-on-girl crime. Oh, wait. Did we talk about this? No, Ashley and Zach.
She didn't think the camera was watching.
Yes.
But when in paradise, you should know.
You're always being filmed.
You're always being watched.
Big Brother.
Big Brother is always watching you.
Except Bachelor.
I thought it was really cool to see, we've never really seen this before, how the camera's like, and like zoomed in on them.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of
awesome.
I mean,
there's a camera in every single room.
Right.
And regardless, I think that if they had a conversation like that and they were mic'd, even if there wasn't a camera in the room, they would use something.
Mic.
They would put raccoons.
Yes.
Just talking with their voices. I mean, they would do something because that's a big plot point, if you will, even though it is real life. It did seem like some girl-on-girl crime. And Ashley played it off as if they were having a conversation about it, but it really seemed like unsolicited advice coming from Ashley.
Yeah, I don't know if there's like not a vendetta, but like why did she feel prompted to do this? So that's what I was trying to figure out.
I mean, that's what some of the girls were saying is that, you know, it takes, you know, why would you do this? Like if Ashley is happily in a relationship with Graham, why sabotage someone else's happiness? Especially if later on in the show she was saying that she wants other people to be happy.
Right.
And she was hurt that Claire was mad at her.
Yeah.
But, like, that's exactly opposite of what you did. I don't know. It just seemed kind of...
It just didn't compute. And I don't think Zach stuck up for Claire enough.
No. I don't think so either.
But I don't think he gave into it. It wasn't like he was agreeing with her, but I don't think he... I think maybe... And this could be why. It kind of maybe caught him off guard. Like, yeah. He wasn't expecting this to come out of her mouth.
I think that he also didn't care about it.
That's true.
And like, he said that.
He said that in his interview. That's right.
That's a non-issue for me.
That's not an issue. Because it was before him.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
He can't hold it against her.
He'd probably be happy if he...
So...
Did that happen again?
I just thought that was really interesting. And then when she looks at the light... And she's like, no, that's a light. Oh, no, that is a camera. Oh, what did we talk about? And he's like, we talked about Claire. Yeah. And I think that's when she had her, like, oh, crap.
She made a huge stink about that, though. Like, I feel like it wouldn't have been – there wouldn't have been drama in the house if she hadn't brought it up to all of the girls.
Yeah.
Because Zach clearly wasn't going to mention it to Claire.
But I think she was trying to cover her basis, like, almost, like, cover her butt. And, like
– Which made it worse.
Which made it worse. But she was I understand what she was trying to do and, like – let me initiate this conversation rather than me look like I was trying to keep it a secret. Yet the only person she kept it a secret from is the person she needed to talk to.
Claire and Graham, actually.
And Graham, yes.
She shouldn't have talked to any of the other girls. She should have just gone straight to Claire and said, you know, I said something that I shouldn't have said. It was in the moment.
Yeah.
And I think Claire talking to a friend
would have received that. I don't think Claire would have
just said,
okay.
I think she would have been upset, but... It wouldn't have caused as much drama.
She would have hugged it out at the end.
Yes.
Instead of rejecting the hug.
Yes. So, yeah, Claire got wind of it from other girls. She didn't even hear it from Ashley directly.
Yeah.
But Claire didn't confront Ashley at first. She talks to Zach, gets mad at Zach for not sticking up for her. And then Claire ends up confronting Ashley when they're all on the beach at night.
Yeah.
Ashley kept on saying when the two of them were talking that she didn't take any offense to what Claire was saying to her, which I was like,
what? That's not the point here, yeah.
Like, it seemed like, and it could have been the edit, but, like, what people were saying is one person when you're on camera and one person when you think you're not. Like, she was – the way that – she was saying everything to Claire seemed kind of
rehearsed.
Graham
even said that. He's like, when you're on camera, like, that's who you are. Graham alluded to that at a different point. Like, that's very true.
That's who you should be.
That's who you should be all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter if you're on camera.
Yeah.
You're off camera. That's who you are.
Yeah.
So she rejects the hug, too.
Mm-hmm. It just didn't seem like everything was settled.
Nope. I don't think so either. I don't think that conversation – I think that made it worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well,
awkward.
Definitely awkward.
More awkward than, we'll talk about it later, but Sarah and Robert's, if you had to rank them, Sarah and Robert's head bump or Claire and Ashley's conversation
that's
on the beach.
That's cute, though.
What's more awkward?
The awkward head bump. I think, I don't know, that's cute.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah. So, rose ceremony for Monday night's episode. Ashley is about to give her rose to Graham. He walks away. We all think that it is because he's going to reject her rose,
right.
But it's actually because he's sick. Michelle goes after him and...
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Somebody brought this up. I can't remember who brought it up in their interview, but they said, if you really care about him, Ashley, like, why didn't you go after him? Why was Michelle the one to instantly...
Yeah.
Go after.
So Michelle and Graham had a conversation. Michelle was the one who actually told Graham about this entire situation, which actually should have been.
Yep.
Like, if you care about someone, that's who you should talk to. Like, hey, I got myself in a mess. Like, what should I do? Kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, if that's your significant other, I don't know.
That's who you bounce off your ideas.
I think
thoughts,
she knew she was wrong, and then that would turn Graham off.
She was hoping it would just blow over.
Yeah.
I think.
But anyways, so how is this different? Michelle, or Ashley talking to Zach, this is a hypothetical question because I already know my opinion.
All right.
Ashley telling Zach, that she thinks Claire isn't good for him versus Michelle telling Graham as a friend that she thinks Ashley isn't good for him.
I think that the history that we as Bachelor Nation know between Michelle and Graham provides a basis for her to look out for his best interests.
Yeah.
And I think that takes precedence above – there's more history to build them up to a higher place, their relationship, than a relationship he has with Ashley right now. Whereas with Ashley and Zach. There's not a big history there. It's just a convenience that they both happen to be in the same social circle.
I think they are friends.
They're friends, but I don't think they're as deep of friends as...
For me, it was... I was fine with Michelle doing that because I feel like she was doing it for selfless reasons. Like, she genuinely wants Graham to be happy. Yeah. And for Ashley saying that about Claire, it was more like...
Gossipy,
yeah.
Well, and right when Michelle first got to Paradise, the first thing that happens is her and Graham go in another room and have a conversation, mm-hmm. showing how much they care about each other. Mm-hmm. Like, from the start yeah. of this show.
I mean, we know Graham, and he speaks so highly of Michelle as a friend.
There's nobody that Graham doesn't speak. Even people that – Graham speaks highly of everyone because he's just a fantastic human. So I just thought, yeah, I think that there's a precedence there.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel the same way when Michelle was doing that, because she was doing it for selfless reasons. Yeah.
But it's ironic that it's kind of the same situation.
Yeah, I didn't really think about it that way. But yeah. But I think I'm okay with it, because as a viewer, I feel like, even separate from knowing him outside of the show, as a viewer, I feel like there's been enough established there that I feel like she's doing it in a positive light.
Yeah.
It's a great comparison, Kathy.
So going into Tuesday night's episode that we saw tonight, we pick up, Graham's lightheaded, doctors are checking on him, Michelle checked on him, Ashley just stood at the rose ceremony. The girls, Lacey called her out on, or, you know, in an interview, not what? Actually called her out on it, but she was like, well, you know, like, you should go after
the
guy.
The editing is funny to me,
and
because...
then Lacey gets sick,
yeah.
and Marcus immediately goes after her, goes with her to the hospital.
But before that, when Graham's sick, I thought the editing was really interesting, because they're showing Graham, he's like, yeah, I just don't feel good, like, I'm about to pass out. Then they cut back to the interviews, and they're like, I think he's just really realizing, like, it, and it's like two different realizations happening, and they think it's
I
the
think
same
that one. It was food poisoning or something, if that many
something
people are getting sick. Or it's
like,
just 4 in the morning, and they're dehydrated and tired, and... lightheaded.
And
like,
Graham's
just...
had vodka sodas. If you saw his Instagram post before the show last night, I thought that was kind of funny. He Instagrammed a picture of a bottle of vodka and a soda. And
it was also...
Vodka soda.
He in the show, when he's talking to Michelle, he goes, I have a vodka soda.
Yeah. That's yeah. did it. So, you know, it's 4 a.m. I have to say, he was, like, legit, like... I've played basketball with Graham several times. Graham's one of the best shooters I've ever seen in my entire life. I just have to throw that
you
out there.
Played basketball.
Right. He was leading scorer. He was a leading scorer in the nation when he was in college. I have to give him a shout out. Graham is the best shooter I literally have ever played with. Anyways, though, I've never seen him sweat like that.
Yeah.
He was standing there and he was like dripping. So that's legitimate sickness.
Yeah.
I felt for my guy in the moment.
Meh.
But it wasn't what we thought.
Yes. It wasn't out of nerves or anything.
Right. Got hydrated.
Goes back, accepts the rose. Yeah. Then Lacey gets sick. Marcus goes with her to the hospital.
Yeah.
They continue the rose ceremony. Jackie ends up giving her rose to Jesse. Jesse said something interesting in this moment. He goes, I needed to get this rose from Jackie so I can get to know the rest of the girls.
That guy is just like...
Really?
He's got almost as many quotable
the
quotes...
piece of work.
...as Kaylin.
But different.
They're different, like, but like they're more... They're slimier.
I feel like Kalen's are, he's trying to be funny, but it's
not.
Being
it comes
a dick.
Across as a, yeah.
And Jesse is just, he's a player. Like, everyone knows it.
But like, there's no, like, he doesn't even try
he
to, like, smooth it,
it
over.
Well,
he
yeah.
knows it and he just gives it.
He doesn't
it
care.
Like that. That's interesting to me. How do you not care?
About your character? I don't know.
It's very interesting to me.
Yeah.
I don't know the guy at all, so I can't speak to his character.
I think that that's better
show,
for him to be transparent about being a player than trying to hide it.
I don't know if either are better.
I mean, I'd rather
less
someone
bad.
Be a one-woman girl, but
One-woman guy,
yeah.
For the show situation,
yes.
Yeah.
One-woman guy. But yeah, I think that, I don't know, if I was a girl on the show, I'd rather someone be transparent about it than... pretend like they're a good guy who's just interested in one girl, and then
you hear about like the stuff they did behind the scenes, like menage a trois.
Yeah.
That's Dr. Evil saying menage a trois, in case you're wondering.
Oh, okay.
Menage a trois. No.
Cool.
Okay.
Austin Powers. I wasn't allowed to watch it when I was little.
Austin
My mom
Powers.
Let me. No, I saw it later. But anyways, Christy Hansen.
It's not my soda bag, baby. Christy Hansen.
She is gorgeous.
Gorgeous. I will say, though, the girl needs to learn how to use some sunblock. In her first interview, she's got crazy bird lines. Yeah. I felt bad for her. You can't do that
she
on the first
She probably just got so excited about getting to Paradise that she forgot.
It happens. she's beautiful.
Yeah.
She really is. I kind of forgot where I'd seen her before.
I mean, one of those things is a lot of the people that are on this season of Bachelor in Paradise were eliminated in the first couple weeks of being on their respective seasons.
She didn't get a lot of camera time, but no. Girl is stunning.
Stunning, yes. So Christy is there to meet Zach. She says, as she walks up, "Nice to meet you sober," which is kind of funny. She was funny. Also seems like a little bit of a partier.
Yeah.
A
little party side.
A little drunk.
Talked about there's all this booze here and no one's drinking it.
Yeah. Drinking a lot of tequila on her date.
Yep.
But anyways.
A tequila drinker. Some came out of her nose.
Yes. She has a date card. She walks in and asks Zach.
Yeah.
They're talking outside. Then Claire walks into the room where everyone was sitting on the couch and asks, and they're just like, "Oh, Christy's here." And Zach's sitting on the couch with the six people that are in that room. And Claire, they cut back to Claire, and she's like, "Where's Zach?"
Yeah.
And they're just like, "Oh, he's out there."
It was a miss edit.
And it was a miss edit. Yeah, yeah. It was like, he's in two places. There's
she
two Zach.
She asked a question about Zach.
Kind of weird.
And they answer like he's not in the room yet when they showed the edit. He was in the room. That was funny.
Anyways, it was weird.
That was a good catch by you.
Yeah. Anyways.
Christy. Kelly is a catch. Good at catching things.
Savings catch.
Yes, you're the, you are the human savings catcher.
No. So Christy asks Zach on a date knowing that he's paired up with Claire.
Yeah.
He says no.
Yeah.
He doesn't feel right about it at this time.
And I thought that was
good.
Respectful. And I thought he did it in a very good way. Yes, a gentlemanly way.
It was good. Claire hears about this. Zach tells her she's very happy. Happy for them.
As she should be.
Yes. So should we talk about Christy and Jesse's date?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay.
What was your opinion on their date?
I mean, they look like a great couple together.
They probably would make incredible
babies.
Humans.
Yes. They're both very attractive people. It seemed like they hit it off, but to me it felt more like a physical attraction than an emotional attraction.
Agreed. I didn't feel like there was a lot of substance.
And I was worried for Christy because of some things that he said. When she was talking about how she's been cheated on in the past and she found a bra in her boyfriend's bed and he goes, "Oh, I'm just trying to think of what I would do in that situation." And she's like, "Have you been in that situation?" And he's like, "No, I'm just thinking of what a douchebag would do."
And then he was like, "No, if I was a douchebag, what would I do?" Deny.
Clearly, like,
similar scenario.
It seems like he's had something along those lines before. But if a girl's talking about being cheated on in the past, like, "I've been cheated on," like, the way you respond to it is like, "I'm so sorry that happened to you. Like, I would never do that." Yeah. Not, "What would I do in that situation?"
Yeah. He kind of laughed almost like, "Oh, shoot, that's happened to me before." Like, he kind of had a...
Yeah. But I'm kind of like, "Christy, like, pick up on the signs. Like, you really didn't have that much tequila."
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope she figures it out. Anywho. Lucy. Lucy arrives.
Freaking Lucy.
2 seconds later, she's naked.
I wonder what the literal time was from the time she arrived to the time she was just 100% nude.
Yeah. She ends up asking Jesse on a date.
Uh-huh.
I love that she goes, "I'm normally not into good-looking guys. What are you into, Lucy?" Yeah. but yeah, she asks him on a date, gets in the water, they go on a date. I felt bad for Christy in that situation because Lucy is her best friend there, walks in and goes on a date with the guy she just
says,
went on a date with.
No hesitation. He was like, "Absolutely."
That would make me feel self-conscious.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Especially the girl who's naked.
It would make me feel weird doing it. I don't know. I couldn't say yeah.
I feel like she had bottoms on. Lucy had bottoms on, and they just blurred that out for no reason.
Yeah, I think so too.
Everyone said, no one was like, "Oh, she doesn't have bottoms on." They were just saying that she
topless.
She was topless.
Yeah, you're right.
They made it look more unnecessary censorship.
Isn't that who does that bit?
That's like a bit. Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel, yeah.
It's amazing. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's hilarious. So what do you think of Lucy and Jesse's date?
Similar. Like, to be honest, I think she's somebody that's hard for me to get a read on her substance. I think she's got, everybody uses the same words when they describe her.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful girl. She's free spirit. You know, she's really free with her emotions and her feelings. She's very happy. Like, they use a similar words to describe her all the time. And I feel like it kind of stays, at least what we see on the show. I don't know Lucy in real life. I met her one time, but it stays very, like, surfacey.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the conversation kind of stayed in the same way. Like, we don't know, what's your family like? What are you passionate about?
She seems like a lot of fun.
She seems like a ton of fun. I want to know more about, like, what's her substance.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was the same thing. It was with Christy.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I just didn't see sparks.
Fair enough. So, should we talk about Cody and Michelle's date?
Yeah, let's talk about Cody and Michelle's date.
This was a lot.
A lot is the best way to do it. It was heavy.
Yeah. So they went on their first date. It was engagement photos, and Michelle, going into it, she was already talking about how she was worried that it was going too fast, and that, you know, Cody has kind of alluded to that he's falling for her.
Yeah.
In
literally 2 days.
Yeah. They had a date that was taking engagement photos, and then they had to change outfits, and it's wedding photos.
Yeah.
Michelle looked stunning.
And she wasn't even trying hard.
I know.
That's just like normal, like, hey, we're going out on a beach date makeup.
And she looked stunning. Yeah. If I was a dude, that is who I would date on the show. Like, hands down. Gorgeous, smart, like, has it all together.
Same here.
If you were a dude.
No, I am a dude, and it's same here.
I just don't understand how Cody's like the first guy to like ask her out, essentially. Yeah. Like, I mean, I know that, yeah. What?
Yeah. But
are you guys nuts?
What I thought was funny is that they're taking these pictures while they're having conversation. The editing here was fantastic.
Yeah.
Because they're having like real life conversation, and it looks like these pictures of them just like madly like in love with each other, looking in their eyes. And I like how they would show like a snapshot in the middle while they're talking about like real life situations and getting to know each other. Some of those pictures were sweet, though, like when they're going in the water and he's lifting her up, like, doesn't have a shirt on, he's in his pants, and she's in, like, the dress.
That was cool that, like, that's something that you probably wouldn't do in your actual wedding dress, like, go into the water.
Yeah.
But those pictures,
it's
yeah,
cool.
Really cool.
Did you see substance there?
I can't tell. I feel like he's very into her, and I would like to know whether it's just he would be into anyone at this point.
Right.
Because he seemed like he was very into Claire without really even knowing anything about her.
Yeah.
And she seems like she wants to take it slow, which is very smart. It's not necessarily something you can do on this show.
Right.
But yeah, I'd like to see their relationship have more time. I wouldn't have initially paired them up together. So
I wouldn't be there.
It'll be,
I don't think a lot of people would.
No.
I don't know. You guys let us know what you think.
Yeah.
What do you think happens with that situation?
I don't know that I would see it lasting or working outside of Bachelor in Paradise.
Although I bet you he'd be great with a daughter.
He seems like the type of guy that is a one woman man.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, we've talked about like a guy that knows what he wants like that is so attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So another guy who knows what he wants, Marcus, tells Lacey that he loves her officially.
And she says, yeah? Question mark. And he goes, mm-hmm. There was not an I love you back.
I mean, it's really soon.
They kissed. She could have said it and they didn't show it.
Yeah. I think that she has feelings for sure. She's getting there. I just don't know that she's in love yet.
Well,
and I don't know that they're both in love.
Well, then when they show the preview for next week is the first time they've really shown that their relationship might
not be Trouble in Paradise.
Trouble in Paradise. Oh, my God. So I'm not sure if I'm shipping them yet or not.
Oh. I think that they have the most potential out of any couple.
They have the most potential, but I think he's finally
He needs to slow his roll.
Slowing it down and being like, I need to break down some of your walls and like learn more about you here.
Yeah.
I think it's finally going to happen next week. I'm excited to see what happens there. But I do agree. They have a ton of potential. Like, it seemed like the most solid thing going in the house.
It seems natural. It seems like they have a really good connection, a lot of good chemistry.
Yeah.
And there has been some substance there.
Yeah.
Not enough yet, but there's substance.
Yeah.
They've got a good thing going on.
They got a good thing going on.
So how do you like this edit, the potential threesome, which I don't think happened, but, Christy,
I think something happened.
Christy and Jesse are making out and Lucy jumps in bed next to
him. Says sharing is caring and jumps in bed with them. I think something happened.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because something was already happening with Christy and Jesse. And then the next day they say, well, something happened with Lucy and Jesse.
I think that that was edited.
You think they're two separate?
I think that it was Christy and Lucy were sharing a room, and Jesse wanted to go hook up with Christy, so he got in bed with her.
I think something happened. I don't know if there was like a
full threesome.
Do you think
that Lucy might have tried something, and they said no? Or?
No, I think that there was at least like something. We don't talk about deep, but I think something happened between them.
Okay.
In the room, same night, it was all three of them. I don't think it was like a full-on threesome, but I think some things took place.
Well, unfortunately, Jesse doesn't have two roses. Let's get to the rose ceremony.
Let's do it.
Robert gives his rose to Sarah.
Yep.
Graham gives his rose to Ashley.
Yep.
Cody gives his rose to Michelle. Marcus gives his rose to Lacey.
Only after a very long speech where it looked like he was
going to propose. I thought he was going to propose. Like, that's what you say before you propose.
Holy crap.
What? The editing on their kiss after he gives her the rose is hilarious. Like, everyone, Zach was yawning and Cody
was
like.
Chris Harrison was like scratching his head, like looking around.
Yeah. It's 4 a.m. They're like, stop kissing. Let's just go
to sleep. At least nobody almost passed out.
Yeah.
At least Graham kept his bow tie on tonight.
Zach gives his rose to Jackie.
Yeah.
And Jesse has to make the final decision between Lucy and Christy. He ends up going with Christy.
Poor Lucy. Her face. She was like looking at him like, please, like, I hope so, please. She was like intently. Yeah. Like, I feel like she was saying everything she was feeling through her eyes, her facial expression. It said it.
I know.
Felt bad for
her. Like, she's bummed.
Yeah.
She'd only been there for a couple days. She'd probably been secluded by herself in a hotel room for three times as long.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Hey, it does have 24-hour room service, as Kaylin alluded to.
And Spanish television.
Yeah.
Meh.
Meh.
So Lucy goes home. I feel like boys just aren't worth losing a friendship over.
Right.
She kind of alluded to she's worried about Christy and the time that Christy will have with Jesse to come.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't seem like a good sign if, you know, your best friend's calling it out.
Yeah, geez.
So, yeah.
There we go. On to the preview for next week.
Yeah.
Which we see some funny things.
What do you think? What do you predict for next week? Should we get into predictions?
Yeah, let's get into predictions. Okay.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Claire going home.
Oh, yeah.
I skipped right over that. My notes are, like, all jumbled. Well,
yeah, well,
Claire went home. Should we talk about this for a while? Just real quick.
She had a really great quote.
Yes.
She's crying, and she says, I'll let you say it. Do your reenactment.
What?
Of her quote about DWTS. It's a great
quote. Oh, that was funny.
It was funny.
Well, okay, so we were watching it, and you were like, this is a lot. Like, she keeps on talking about how she's, you know, going to go home and whatever else.
This is why she didn't want to come here. And
she's like,
things. I'm like, I even turn to Kathy and I go, this is really heavy. Like,
yeah.
Okay, like, I get it. Claire's upset. I feel bad for her, but like, it kept going. And
she
then
goes,
she says what?
This is why I just wanted to do Dancing with the Stars.
And it was a perfect edit.
Perfect.
Because I think they set us up as viewers to like, be like, okay, Claire. And then she drops a funny, little bit of funny line to like, punctuate her emotions. That she wants to go on Dancing with the Stars, or wanted to.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
So, yes, let's talk about this really quick. Zach says he wants a relationship, but it seems like he's not sure he wants a relationship with Claire specifically.
Yeah.
They didn't really finish the conversation. Claire just walks away. starts crying, tells the producers that she wants to leave. I feel like I get both sides.
Yeah.
It's never fun being the person who, you know, you have feelings for someone and they tell you that they don't want to be monogamous right. or exclusive with you, or you just get that feeling from them. It seemed like a little bit like he felt like he was being pressured into a relationship yeah. with her, and it wasn't necessarily something he wanted, which isn't something that you can fault them for.
Right.
I mean, he's also very young. He's, what, 27, 28?
Yeah.
And she's 30-something, so I think that she's ready to settle down, and he might not be.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I feel like she deserves a guy who wants to be with just her.
Everybody does.
And knows, right. like, she's the one.
Sold on
yeah.
her. Yeah.
Because she's gorgeous and smart and, yeah. What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Do you think she should have left?
No, and that's what I was going to say. I don't think she should have left, but
it's her own decision.
If she's feeling that heavy about it,
yeah,
the last thing she's going to want to do is insert new feelings for some other guy into this equation and be able to give it like a serious chance. Mm-hmm. She knows there's only a couple
she'd
weeks left.
She'd probably just watch him, you know, if they did end things, right. he would probably, you know, go on a date with another girl and
which
then
looks like could happen
she
with
would
Jackie.
Not want to be around that and see that. That
right.
would just
so I see
suck.
Both sides. Like, I don't want her to leave, but at the same time,
yeah.
I totally understand why she did. And I think that's fair. That's mm-hmm. fine. I think leaving in the middle of the night, a little heavy, but
yeah.
but she just wants to get out. At this point, she just wants to get out, and I get that.
Yeah.
So she talks to Elon, gets a car, packs in the middle of the night. Thought it was really cool that Michelle is like the coddler, but like she's the one always available to like put an arm around somebody, like go knock on the door, like Claire Bear, you're in there. She's been there for people, and I think that's just, she's got the motherly.
Yes.
She's got that motherly thing.
Yeah. So, predictions for next week.
Jackie and Zach.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll
Gave
see.
Her
that
a rose.
That's interesting. Do you think Robert and Sarah continue?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it seems like
seems very butterflies.
Honestly, I like the pace that their relationship is going. It seems more natural than some of the other relationships.
It does.
Like I said earlier, I didn't see chemistry with them on their first date, but it seemed like when they were leaving for their second date, they were holding hands, and he treats her like a girl should be treated.
Yeah.
Like, that's very respectable.
And then in comes somebody else.
In comes somebody else. Ugh. We'll see.
Yeah.
Someone that Sarah likes.
Yeah.
Meh. Crazy.
And there's just a smidge of news and gossip.
Yes.
Which will possibly be confirmed tomorrow morning. Ari tweeted out today, "I'm not the Bachelor. Have fun on the farm, people." And put this emoji, which tells us obviously that it looks like it's Chris. Then The Bachelor put up an Instagram photo that says, "We will make a special announcement on Good Morning America tomorrow."
Mm.
I think that everybody is pretty sure they know what it is, but it will be confirmed tomorrow morning.
I would love for Michelle to ask the host of today's show, "So when are we going to find out who the next Bachelor is?"
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, so look for that on Good Morning America tomorrow.
Exciting.
It is exciting.
And continue the conversation with us on Twitter. Where can they find you, Danny Hoyt?
You can find me at Danny Hoyt, DannyHoyt, Twitter, Instagram. I just launched my new website today, DannyHoyt.com as well.
Yeah. Check it out.
It's Extreme Makeover Website Edition.
And you can find me on Twitter at Katherine Kelly. You can find me on Instagram at Kathy Kelly. Find all of us here at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you again next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
This after show is brought to you by Walmart Savings Catcher. Walmart's new Savings Catcher is the simple and easy way to save. Just go to walmart.com/savingscatcher to enter your receipt.